take time to thank veterans for their service. We take time to remember. Next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Remember those who served our country. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing pays tribute to our veterans.
I've got an uncle who served in Korea. He's in a rest home now. I don't know how much longer he'll last, but we had a good family friend who spent a lot of time during World War II. He's gone on now, but we've got a lot of young veterans that we've got to remember and make sure they're taken care of also. The Gulf War was way back in 92. I can't believe I'm saying that now, but, you know, there's a lot of good men and women who have given a lot for our country. That's kind of interesting. Veterans Day. 11-11-2017, that's 100 years from the year that the United States got into World War I. The Germans commenced unrestricted submarine warfare in February 1917, and the United States were sucked into the war because of that. And November 11th, 1918, was the Armistice Day, so the United States was in the war just a little over a year before it ended.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.